It's 8:04. I'm Jake Brownell with 91.5 KRCC News. The Air Force Academy won't discuss what inspired a student to allegedly stage a hate crime at the Academy Prep School. The school says racial slurs posted on the doors of five African American students in September were in fact written by one of the students targeted. The Academy reports the student, whose name has not been released, is no longer enrolled, but hasn't said whether the student withdrew or was expelled. The incident made national news in September, when it inspired Academy Superintendent Lieutenant General Jay Silveria to make a speech to cadets denouncing racism at the Academy. The speech was posted online and widely viewed. Representatives of the Colorado Springs Chamber and Economic Development Corporation are hailing the passage of new taxes for schools and stormwater in the city. At an event Wednesday put on by the group, President and CEO Dirk Draper thanked those who supported Issue 2A and other tax measures in this week's election.
We had ballot measures that deal with education, which leads into workforce, and with infrastructure, which are two top issues for us in the business community. And not only are we a city on the rise, we're a city rising, we are a city thriving. And
I just the event was meant to highlight some of the city's opportunities for future economic growth and development. Representatives from the Chamber and EDC said they're focusing on attracting businesses to the city in the sectors of sports medicine, professional scientific and technical services, and aviation and specialty manufacturing. This is 91.5 KRCC News.